Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 34. Very often a person, when they're working on their character traits and improving them, it feels like a burden because it's very hard for them to do so, which is natural. But if one learns to reframe that and to learn to experience joy, mamish simcha, on their inner growth, then that simcha becomes an actual pleasure. Because as the Chazon Ish says in Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, Perek Dalet, that there is no greater joy for a wise man than the joy of improving his character traits. And when someone reaches this level, he will even feel joy when someone insults him and he sees he's free from animosity and resentment. Which means you take pleasure every time you did not get angry when you might have. You take pleasure every time you are patient with others. You take pleasure in overcoming your desires. You take pleasure in reacting positively instead of feeling envious about someone's accomplishment. So you see here, you could train your mind that even though it's difficult to break a habit, you have a cheshik to eat that second piece of cake and you hold back, it's painful sometimes. Or when you're impatient and irritable, to hold it back and become more patient is painful sometimes. But if we learn how to reframe it and to recognize that there's a certain accomplishment and enjoyment in doing so, then you start feeling pleasure by doing that, and it'll be easier for you to do that. And you get filled in your soul with a greater degree of joy by working on your character. In other words, our attitude towards even the smallest degree of spiritual elevation should be similar to the happiness and excitement of someone who has found a hidden treasure. Because the truth is, it is a treasure. Another simcha that we have to train our minds in, which doesn't come naturally to many of us, is a simcha that you were held back from doing a sin, the joy of not transgressing. In the Sefer Chayves HaShemira, the Chofetz Chaim writes that every week we should review what we spoke about, and if we were careful indeed not to have spoken against others, to feel a simcha, a joy, and offer a prayer of gratitude. Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem for saving me. Thank you Hashem for saving me. In addition to the joy of not doing averis or growth, there's a joy when even you are not matzliach in fulfilling a mitzvah. When you unsuccessfully try to fulfill a mitzvah and you weren't able to do it, feel a simcha anyway. Even more so. Under normal circumstances, when someone searches for something and he finds it, he'll feel happy, he found it. But if he has not found it, he'll feel sad. But a person who looks to do mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim should feel and react differently. It makes no difference whether he's successful or not. He has simcha on his trying. Even if for some reason beyond his control, things did not work out like he planned. You want to do chasadim, you experience a simcha in the desire to do that chesed. You want to promote shalom, you basically feel a joy for the process of working towards it, even if at the end you were not successful. That's Hashem's business, but you tried your best. And Hashem has nachas ruach from you, so you should have nachas ruach yourself for doing those good deeds. On Yontav in particular, to be have a simcha in the Yomim Tovim, not to go overboard in a way that could cause you to become frivolous or giddy, but there needs to be a simcha, with a joy. An importance of focusing on the positive will give you a joy. Everyone who does a mitzvah may agonize over the fact that maybe he didn't do the mitzvah fully and properly, and they're always nervous, they're always worried when they try to do a mitzvah. And people just look towards doing mitzvahs with a certain anxiety and fear or nervousness, that's not healthy. Yes, of course it's important to perform a mitzvah properly, and you need to really be diligent about that, but you need to also feel joy by the actual essence of fulfilling the mitzvah. A lot of people have this grass is greener on the other side mentality. Not just with physical things. I wish I would have more money like the other guy. Or so on. I wish I would be better looking like that other woman. And so on. But rather, even in spiritual ways. If I'd be somewhere else. If I'd be in this yeshiva or that yeshiva. If I would have more parnassus, I could sit and learn more. Or whatever it is. Then I would be able to accomplish more. And they live with this niggling feeling in them. This general unhealthy feeling that whatever they're doing at the moment is nothing compared to what may have been possible. That's poison. That destroys simcha. That destroys the etzem simcha sachayim, the joy of life. Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch in Shir Das talks about this. When one tries to accomplish as much as you can, it's an illusion that you're missing out by not being somewhere else. This is one of those real unhealthy things. It's not just being jealous about somebody else, but being jealous in your own state. I wish I could be somewhere else. If only I would have been there. Everyone basically has that mentality sometimes, which is poisonous. Wherever they are, they're not happy. They could do much more. They could accomplish so much more if they'd be someplace else. And they don't live in the present and in the matzav Hashem put them in. So yes, you have to strive when you want to accomplish something spiritually. Yes, we say normally that Eza Asher Hasameh Bechelkai, who is a rich person, one who is happy in this lot, applies to physical things, but on spiritual things, no, you're supposed to not be satisfied and go more and more and more. That may be true on one level, but another truth is that if you feel totally dissatisfied with your spiritual accomplishments, it'll drag you down. You just look at things in a clear way. If something was done wrong, you calmly make a plan to improve it. And you set your plan and you don't agonize over the fact that you didn't reach a certain spiritual height. And that is a very, very important yesod. Then we come to something that is a difficult challenge in life. And we still need to feel a simcha in it. And that's the idea of when one leaves this world. Rav Avigdor Miller used to talk a lot about leaving this world in a calm way. Where not to be confused by it. Not to allow your equilibrium to be moved by it. Again, it's something not healthy to think about much. It talks about that you think about Yom HaMisa as one of the last resorts to break a Yetzer Hara. It's better not to think about this on a consistent basis. But we are bringing it up that when it does come across one's mind, to really understand that it's going to happen to every one of us, unless you're Eliyahu HaNavi or Chanoich, that we could, when that time comes, have a rejoicing there too of an aliyah, of bringing ourselves up. Simcha's bin of Pashiska, he was on his deathbed and his wife felt the loss that was coming and cried, and he told her, "What are you crying? My whole life I've been preparing for this moment." Avigdor Miller talked about it a lot, HaKaras HaTayyib, before he died. Chutzke Rebbe says death is like moving from one home to another. And the idea is that there's a certain calmness that one needs to work on pertaining to when one thinks about these things. But again, shouldn't be too often, because you get morbid and depressed when you think too often about these subjects. But when it does come across one's mind, or on Tisha B'Av, or other times, or by a Nicham Avelim house when someone passes away, a Levaya, you realize people leave this world, and you're contemplating it. So then you, with a clear head, you try to emotionally prepare yourself that Hashem is with you all the time, and you're moving just from place to place, and you do what, and then you accept what Hashem wants from you, and the fear goes away of it, and you're able to serve Hashem with a simcha, despite that knowledge that we all end up in our journey going to another world, and then coming Be'ez Hashem back here for Tchiyas HaMeisim. This is really so key, because this gives us that reality-based feeling and knowledge that we are both a neshama and a guf. We are a soul and a body. The body, the outer garment, that temporarily wears and ultimately gets removed from a person as the neshama goes to a higher place, and eventually the body gets constituted in a healthy state where there could be Tchiyas HaMeisim. But it's only a lavush. It's only an outer garment. It's not a integral part of his identity. And thus he has a nechama. He has a comfort from that. So again, to review some of the main yesodos of this year. Number one is, even though it's hard sometimes to grow or to break one's nature, when one has to be patient when they're irritable, as an example, or to control a desire when it's hard for them, as another example. But you could train yourself to develop a deep, deep simcha for overcoming these things and to grow. A simcha from not doing averis. A simcha from watching your tongue from speaking evil. A simcha even when you try to do a mitzvah and you were not successful in accomplishing it. A simcha on Yontif, especially on Yontif, as a karas hatayiv, a simcha on the spiritual accomplishments that you have done, not just the physical accomplishments, and to take pride in it and to help you grow further. And we talked about the nisayon of leaving this world, which though one shouldn't think about often, but when one does, to think about it in a healthy, calm way, they'll give you menuchas ha-nefesh and yishav hadas. Bracha natzlacha.